Jackie Robertson.
And I'm Joy Barnes.
And we are Between the J's.
And we're doing some experimental things this time. So
we are.
We're back in the saddle, and we're looking forward to scheduling some of you to come on and visit and talk with us about some of the things you've got going on in the community.
Exactly. We would love that. And businesses, community events, anything that really ties to the real estate market in general
and to
as
our
well.
Area and other areas, because there's just a lot going on the south side of Atlanta.
There is. You just never know how far we're going to branch
out. You really do not. And we're already looking back. I'm thinking, we're already into almost April.
April is almost here.
Yeah, we're a lot closer to April. So,
and we are recording this live from the Perry Street townhomes.
Yeah, our new construction. This might be our new recording studio.
You never know. It might be. We'll just start saying we're live from Perry Street.
Yes, we'll bring some, or we can go to my rooftop and do it.
That's right.
We've got lots of options.
We could.
We've got the golf cart. We can do the golf cart recording.
That might give us a little more feedback. I don't know if we can do
it. It might be a little bit too much push, but yeah. I think tonight we're sitting here and we're doing an open house and market day's around the corner, but the art walk. So yes. That's always a great spring event and everyone loves to attend that. And then we've got market day coming up the first Saturday in April.
We do, right on the heels of actually Easter, which is early this year.
It means that we're going to have a hot summer and it's going to come early. Everyone says it stays cold until after Easter. So maybe that's the case. So
maybe so.
Yeah. Talk about your event, because you've got a band, Noonan High School Band 5K.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the Noonan High School Band, the Marching Cats 5K, this is the second year we've done this. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity to bring the event to downtown Noonan because we are going to be part of the, I always call it the wrong thing.
It's Rock and Ride.
Rock and Ride.
I get it confused too. I want to name it everything but that.
I do too.
And there's a special name for the event, the race that they do. And I can't ever remember it.
Isn't it called the Crit?
I think. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool because last year was the first year. It's going to be neat to have your event because the downtown is closed, basically, all the parking spots.
Yes.
So your event will go, I don't know how many times you're going to circle to make it a 5K.
I think we're going to have to circle 5 or 6 to make it a 5K. Maybe a couple more than that.
But it's still scenic.
It is.
Yeah.
And we will be the first event that happens on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So the run is going to kick off everything. And then I believe they move into the Soapbox Derby.
Yes, after that. And that's fabulous. So we're going to have someone on. Yamaha is a big sponsor for that. So I'm actually working on that committee, so I'll bring more information, and then we'll bring some people on to talk about that, because it's real exciting. Scotty Berta, who is a local, that was one of his visions to see in downtown Noonan, and it's really come to life. And last year was so much fun, and they get kids involved to actually build these.
Oh, so really?
It kind of teaches them skills and participation. So it's really neat to think about the concept and how they do it. And then after that is, I think, the amateur cyclist. And so they start with, I think, maybe individuals that want to ride it. And then you got the amateur, and they've got VIP. So around the courthouse is roped off, and they have lounge chairs, you know, open bar, food, refreshments. And so you can do a VIP lounge and sit around the courthouse and watch the cyclists go by. And by the end of the evening, it is unbelievable to see how athletic these guys are.
And they go so fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They go so fast when they go around the courthouse.
It's really a neat event. So that's a big, you know, this is going to be the second annual. And I think last year, the first year, everyone was like, what's going on? Uh-huh. We don't know. Why are we closing? Why are we doing? But it's really great, you know, for the merchants. I know it's tough for them to think, well, we don't have any parking. However, you've got a lot of street traffic. So I think every year it's just going to get bigger and better. And, you know, the Rotary Club, you know, that's part of the Rotary. Danny Beck does a great job organizing. And you got people like Chris Stone, and he's really involved in, you know, the Bike Coweta. So it's great. It's going to be a great event for the community.
Well, and going back to the 5K for a minute, the the 5K benefits the Noonan Marching Band, or the Noonan Band program in general, and Dr. Boyd over there, who does a great job. And they're excited to do this again. And I'm hoping we still have time for people to register. We're about a month out from the race. We still have plenty of time to register. Hopefully you can still get a t-shirt also. I know they're placing that order. I personally want us to get over the 100 runner mark. So if you are going to be in town that weekend, even if you want to just come walk it, really, it's more about supporting the band and being a part of the event.
Or just be a ghost runner. You know, there's so many people I know from my era. Noonan High School Band was just, you know, a big deal. There's so many alumni that still love their Noonan High School. They love their high school band experiences. And I think it's just very special to keep supporting, like, you know, we still support football program.
Right.
Band members need to continue to support the band.
They do. So they need to check out the website.
They need to check that out. And, you know, they need to come out and maybe have an old band group walk and just have like a band reunion.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I may have to say something to Dr. Boyd and say, this is another way to promote it.
For
Let's have some alumni come out and walk or
have
run.
Some of the twirlers come out and bring their batons that they don't do anymore.
You know, that is really a dying. I shouldn't say it's dying, because there are definitely people out there that still are baton twirlers, but you just don't see them in bands anymore.
Then you used to have the ones that twirl fire. Remember that?
They do at UWG still.
Oh, okay.
Over in Carrollton. Mm-hmm. They still have their baton twirlers will twirl with fire.
Yeah.
But even that, I mean, you just don't see it as often anymore.
I know.
Anyway,
I hate to talk about things like that because it makes me feel like such an old individual, because there's things like, well, we used to do it this way, but we don't do it this way anymore. And I try to be open to the new way of doing things, but then you still revert back to, oh my gosh, we used to do this back in the day and they wouldn't dream of doing it now. So it's like, just move on.
Different times.
Just move on. That's all you can
do. Different times. Yeah. So again, you need to be looking for those great events on April 20th. Mm-hmm. So about, a month from now.
Yeah, for sure.
So you need to check those out.
And then the backtrack, we've got Easter's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So check your local publications, because there's always Easter egg hunts in different locations. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm sure there's a couple more this weekend and next weekend before Easter.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then we have spring break around the corner.
Yes.
So after spring break, I think everything it's like summer's here already.
Everything definitely ramps up. Then you have proms, although I think there is a prom this weekend. But anyway, then you have prom, then you have graduation season coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Time flies when you're having fun. But as we discussed, we're at 55 Perry Street. So this is a unique project downtown Noonan, behind the fire station. So your insurance rates will be a lot lower because you're right there. So they say. I don't know if it'll help or not. But it's a great location. A lot of people are wanting to be in the city and living in the city. Mm-hmm. And I think Dustin has plans to do some more city buildings like this. So stop by and check it out. We have a lot of projects going on, a lot of things around the county. So we, you know, anything you want new construction is pretty much, we have it. We have options.
We do. And we cover pretty much all the different areas of the county. We're finishing our first phase or second phase in 12 parks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are looking for something in the Sharpsburg area and you want to be close to Trinity, or you want to be close to Peachtree City.
Yeah, we're like 6 miles to Peachtree City.
I was going to say, we have you covered there.
Yeah.
For people that want to be on the opposite side of Fisher Road, we also have people covered with the Platinum Ridge.
Yeah, and Platinum's a great custom neighborhood. So, and we still have lots there.
We have lots.
I see that area of Sharpsburg that they call Peachtree City sometimes, that we talk about, because, you know, it's the Peachtree City movie theater, it's the Peachtree City. Yeah, but yet it's in Sharpsburg, which is fine. It's right there on the border. But there's a lot of growth over there. A lot of new businesses coming in. Piedmont has some new facilities there. I mean, new restaurants, which I think is great. I've sat there and watched that be idle for years, and I knew one day it was going to just, you know, really wake up, and it has in a big way.
Oh, definitely. With the Sam's and the Costco and Miller's Ale House that's mm-hmm. over there, Floor and Decor.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
you
a lot.
You pretty much can find almost anything that you need.
For sure. In the county.
In the county.
Anywhere in the county. I mean, you see, we drove to Atlanta for everything to Old National Highway.
Yeah.
And so.
Don't have to do that.
We don't have to do that anymore. So it's nice. But the flip side of it is you do have growth. You've got a lot of people moving here. But, you know, talking to development people and, you know, it takes 2 to 3 years to get a development approved. Mm-hmm. Which that tells you there's not a big, I mean, as much as we look at it and say, oh my gosh, we're growing so fast. Some of these developers get frustrated and say, I just can't do this, which, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a tough subject.
Yeah.
It's something that we could just do a whole episode on.
Well,
it's very political also. So it's not, you know.
Yeah. Well, we also have a subdivision. We have lots available in Highgate. If someone is looking to be in that Cedar Creek Road area, mm-hmm. we can help them. We have 3 specs that are started over there. We have a Hartwell. We have, and you can check out the Dustin Shaw website for these. Maybe we can post a link to the website. We also have a Grove Park and a Woodbury.
Mm-hmm. And those are 3 great plans.
They are.
And they're to the stage where you can pretty much do a custom because you can make some changes to them.
Mm-hmm.
I find that just watching the dirt is the longest part of a building construction process, you know, because you have to permit. Of course, you have to get the ground ready.
Right.
I mean, just the whole process of building. You start with land development and then you get your lots in place and then you have to do the ground survey and then you have to do the termite letter for the grant. I mean, there's just so many mm-hmm. different stages of building a house. And if you get one that's already framed, I think it makes the process easier.
Well, and then you are able to go in and make mm-hmm. some choices. Of course, going through 2020 and 2021, where we were having so many supply chain delays. But luckily, we're past all that mm-hmm. now. But still, in a lot of these houses, we'll go ahead and order cabinets.
Yeah, that's usually the first thing. Because I think cabinets was taking, what, like 3 months?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Windows were taking like 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it was brutal.
Thankfully, no.
Thankfully, we've turned the corner and hopefully there'll be no more obstacles in the future.
Yes.
So.
And I just had clients that closed on a house today and I love their cabinets. Speaking of cabinets, the cabinets in their house were timber and it was a really neat color. It was like almost a lighter, a lighter
wood?
Kind of wood mm-hmm. color. And it was works with everything.
Well,
I feel like it's kind of timeless.
Yeah. Cause you know, for so long, all we've seen is white.
Is white as we're looking at white cabinets.
White with a little bit of an accent on island. So,
yeah.
But the trends just change.
They do. And mm-hmm. speaking of that, I was on a listing appointment yesterday. We were talking about repainting the interior of a house before it was going to be listed. And the lady said, please do not tell me agreeable gray. Just
mm-hmm.
don't say gray.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the color that is not gray. I'm like, okay, no problem.
I know. So I think gray is fading out. And I think white is probably more of a white color. Alabaster.
Mm-hmm. We've used that.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Just to
so that's another episode in itself, just to talk about what to do to get your house listed. Because I think a lot of agents, and I think your approach is probably like mine. I don't go into a house to try to tell people to spend a lot of money because there's money that you can spend that a lot of people may not like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're changing the cabinet color, you know, that's kind of an expensive deal, and some people may like them the way they are. Countertops, you know, if you're changing countertops, I mean, there's a million different colors of countertops. So you just have to pick and choose. I always say if you spend $5,000 and get $10,000 back, then it's a good option. Mm-hmm. But, you know, flooring, a lot of people want to do flooring allowances and you might have someone that has carpet throughout, but the next person's going to come in and put wood in.
So why are you going
to spend money on carpet when it's going to get pulled up?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of those little tips that, you really have to just.
Yeah. I do think paint, though, makes a difference,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have a house where you've had a lot of decor hanging on the walls or a lot
mm-hmm.
of pictures,
mm-hmm.
and then you start to take all of that down.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're moving out before mm-hmm. you list, then
it
I do think the investment
yeah.
of paint is a good thing. So sometimes changing out the flooring, depending on the situation. I just had a house in Stonebridge and they went ahead and painted and they did carpet.
Mm-hmm.
They did carpet because a cat had ruined the carpet on the stairs.
Well, so I think so much of it. Yeah, I think so much of it is price point also.
True.
Yeah, because your expectations and different price points are different, because someone buying their first house is going to be just happy to have a house. And then you graduate and then you have other expectations. So as you grow as a starter home and keep moving up, then everything changes for sure.
Well, and some buyers do like, it depends on how handy you are. It depends how much you love projects. Because if you are someone who wants to just move in, the everything being painted might have a good appeal.
Well, I had a client that I met with this week that are trying to decide what to do, and they were thinking about building, and they're like, I'm not paying for all those upgrades because I can do that myself, and I love doing that. So you get ideas if you walk into a house that's got these tremendous trim work. And, you know, if you're able to do that and you enjoy it, it's great equity, like what we call sweat equity.
Right.
So, yeah, there's always options. I just don't know how people have that extra time these days. But some people just use it as they enjoy doing it, and it's just kind of a stress reducer for life, I guess.
It's therapy.
So whatever it takes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and we are kind of touching back on new construction for a minute. We are starting to see more pre-sales than we've had the last couple of years, or the opportunity to do
a pre-sale. Yeah, and I think, too, we've got people coming to us now that are buying property that want to build on their individual property, which is great. And we're also, you know, we're willing to do that and get pricing. So there's a lot of good options. But pre-sale, to me, a pre-sale is great because you can pick anything and everything that you want for your house.
Right.
The flip side of that, a pre-sale, is you can also go over your budget very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at, and I know when we were building, I was like, oh, that's just $1,000 and that's what I want. But when you start doing that times 15 or 20, then it just starts adding up. So it becomes a little stressful. And then you get to the point where like you have to pick and choose or go over budget.
Well, and that's where with your allowances, sometimes you have people that will go back and change and say, oh, I didn't want to go over that much.
Yeah.
So they try to stay closer within allowance. Well, I think it depends on the person building.
Well, it does. And, you know, if it's a lot of people will say, this is my forever house, I'm going to spend what I want to on it.
And for some people, it does end up being the forever house.
Yeah.
But how many times have we sat across from people, it's our forever house, and 4 years later.
Oh, yeah. Well, and their situations change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone's situation is different. Although they say now that people used to, you would see someone move every 4 to 7 years, and now they're saying it's more like it's 10 to 13.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a longer.
Yeah. I had an agent tell me recently that had been in the business a long time. She said, all my people that used to move all the time, they don't move anymore. I've been doing this too long.
They stopped moving.
They stopped moving, and now my repeat business is going away.
Well, they got to find new repeat business.
For sure.
New repeat business. And that's an always changing. Making those connections.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you look at the rental market, and it blows my mind the number of developments that are just all rental houses now. So I guess for an investor, it's just kind of like a cash cow because they're building these houses and some people just don't want to own a house.
I guess it does.
So it's
it depends on your phase of life.
I guess so.
Yes. And then sometimes if you're a first-time home buyer, you're very excited.
And then not to mention all the 55 and older properties that we have coming alive.
We do have a lot. That's a different conversation too.
Yes, we will have to address that later because it's a whole nother different conversation.
We will talk about that later. Well, we will be doing more podcasting live from Perry Street, hopefully.
Or we can come to your location.
Oh, we can come to your location. That's right.
We can come to your conference room. How about that?
And we can do it there.
Or you can come to our conference room.
That's right.
Or Perry Street.
Or Perry Street.
Yep.
Right here in the heart of Noonan.
Yep.
Well, I'm Jackie Robertson.
I'm Joy Barnes.
And we are Between the J's.